Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's discuss the residences of the future.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Hey, we've been talking a little bit about what's to come in the near future. I wanted to tell you that there is a trend towards multi-generational living. That is, mom comes back to live with you so she's not in senior living and isolated like she may be right now. Or adult children with big debt from student loans are coming back and living to support get some support financially until they can get their wheels under them.
So that would be the equivalent of building, like, would it look like a studio? Because it has to have a kitchen, right? I mean, it's supposed to if it fits the criteria for the city of Eugene.
Auxiliary dwelling units, actually, it's state legislation that initiated this conversation. They realized that the urban growth boundaries thing is not playing out so well for keeping the inventory of housing that we need with our in-migration and our growth. And so from that legislation, they said auxiliary dwelling units will not be prohibited in R1 zoning and single family residential. Now, each municipality with over 10,000 in their population needs to address that and say how the rules are going to be laid out for that municipality.
Okay, so we want to bring grandma home from the nursing home. She's ambulatory, so we're going to build a unit in the back. And just based on your experience as a broker, does that look like a studio, or would you actually build something with a one bedroom for her? That's probably going to be too big at that point.
The maximum is 800 square feet currently.
Okay.
So that's pretty good space to get a bedroom and a kind of a great room concept for grandma.
Yeah.
And I think ADU is a great concept because I think that you're going to be investing in something that has resale. I think you'll have plenty of builders interested in helping you build on your property. It's more like a remodel than new construction, lower risk. So I think it's going to have a nice buzz to it. There's a lot of older homes with the first home is kind of small for the lot, and there's plenty of room and access to that property behind it.
So then if I bought something like that and I wasn't going to move my mother-in-law in, could I use that as an office for my own private use? Not necessarily for commercial traffic and having people come in, but I could use it like a studio for art.
Yes, you'll definitely want to check. It's going to unfold because all the municipalities will have to have this in place by June of this year. So the rules will be laid out more specifically. But generally, yes, you could use it that way now, as I understand it.
Oh,
so there's more coming on ADU, auxiliary dwelling units. Great opportunity. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.